The Defense Department Comptroller, Mike McCord, says the department is getting about 96% of what it wants for fiscal 2017. He says 96-97%, that's a good day, but the administration tossed DOD a $2 billion curveball. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni has more.
The Defense Department is in the middle of finishing up its fiscal year 2017 budget. According to Deputy Defense Secretary Bob Work, DOD hopes to have everything locked down by December 18th. In the meantime, Work says the department is making its big decisions on Europe and compensation that should be resolved by tomorrow. During a speech at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, DOD Comptroller Mike McCord says DOD got most of what it wanted out of the two-year budget deal agreed to by Congress.
I would say that under this deal, we got about 98% of what we were asking for in 16 as the Defense Department, not counting the SOCA relief, and probably 99% of the total funding we were seeking, including it. For 17, it's a little less, about 96% without the OCA relief, maybe 97% with it. Now, as I say to my family, certainly, 3% of 97% of what you want is a good day for most people, and I count it as such for us for both years. On the other hand, for our budget is pretty large, so 3% cut of what we were asking for is still over $15 billion. That's a lot of money to cut out.
The total deficit between what DOD was hoping for and what it could actually get for 2017 is about $17 billion. That deficit is created in part by the budget deal. DOD was hoping to receive about $15 billion more, as McCord mentions. The other $2 or $3 billion comes from President Obama's decision in October to keep more troops in Afghanistan than expected. The United States will keep 5,500 troops in Afghanistan through 2017. As it stands right now, the defense budget will be working with $610 billion for 2017. $551 billion of that will be in the base budget, and $59 billion will be used in the Overseas Contingency Operations Fund, or OCO. OCO is used to fund emergency war operations, but as of late, it's been a release valve for Congress to add money to the defense budget without triggering sequestration. McCord says that modernization efforts will take the brunt of the 2017 deficit.
One of the ways that we will accommodate this $15 billion or so cut is there will probably be some slowdowns in some modernization programs. And of course, LRSB had a little bit of a delay driven by its own schedule dynamics anyway. But I think that there will be some slowdowns in a few places. Compensation, we need to relook just basically we get all the new inflation factors and so on in that are an important part of that dynamic. Military retirement, just enacted in the authorization bill the president signed a few days ago, will be taken into account in our new budget. It's not got a huge near-term impact, but it will be, I think, it will not be a net increase for us, and it might even be the actuaries need to kind of finalize their determination. That's one thing we're waiting on. But I think it might actually be a net slight savings for us. So I think that was a good accomplishment from this year in terms of having something that kind of updates our compensation system for retirees and gets more people a benefit without making our situation any worse. So I think that's a positive for us.
Though modernization is taking a cut, McCord says the 2017 budget will be ramping up its funding for the European Reassurance Initiative. The Obama administration started the ERI in 2014 to support European allies after Russia's annexation of Crimea. DOD gave the fund $1 billion in 2014 and about $750 million in 2015. Here's McCord on what the funding will look like.
What we're looking at is a more robust version of what we've been doing. So exercising, having more presence there and more troop rotations, more Not going back to the old days of having 300,000 people permanently stationed there necessarily, but continuing the higher level of presence and exercising, especially with our more Eastern European partners, as well as looking at now some more permanent investment. I think that's the difference that we're looking at this year: some more permanent investment, whether it be pre-positioning or basing, for some additional presence and additional posture capability in Europe that would be of a more longer term nature. What we are not talking about would be having the U.S. Department of Defense help police up the immigration system or the influx of people, into Europe from the Middle East. That kind of thing is that's something the Europeans need to handle for themselves. But we're talking here on the European side, a more traditional, military role still.
DoD is no stranger to cuts. The 2016 Defense Authorization Act originally okayed the use of $612 billion for the defense budget. The budget deal forced Congress to cut that by $5 billion to fit within the caps. Granted, most of what was cut from the $5 billion included extra funds added to the president's request by Congress. Still, McCord says DoD is getting a good deal out of the budget agreement. McCord calls the deal a sign of more problem-solving and less brinkmanship. He says he doesn't see a change in the size of the force anytime soon either. With at least 2 years of budget certainty, DoD can focus on other financial issues, namely its audit preparedness. For years, DoD has been preparing to be audit ready. McCord says DoD submitted its audit of the Army, Navy, and Air Force this fall.
This is now a mission that we want to get done. We don't have to be pushed. We don't have to be beaten. We don't have to be, have hearings or sticks or other things to make us want to do that. People actually have internalized this now as a goal, but it's just going to be difficult to get there for us, I think, given our size and complexity and the need to get so many parts of the community, the logisticians and the personnel community, everybody else working together. But I think we are on the right track, and I think that history will look back and say that. But it will take a couple more years to get this going. But my predecessor, Bob Hale, was fond of characterizing this as saying you can't learn to swim on the beach. You have to actually get into it to really learn things. You need to have independent auditors come and say, here's what you're doing right, here's what you're not doing right, and that's where we are now. So we are, I think, going to learn at a more rapid rate now.
It remains to be seen what DoD will find in its audit. McCord says it is possible there may be some funds DoD hasn't been utilizing. He also says it's unlikely because there's so much oversight of DoD. If the department didn't build a mandated facility, Congress would know about it. If workers weren't paid, someone would definitely speak out, he says. But DoD wants to scrape together all the money it can for the 2020s. McCord says Congress has a pattern of coming to budget deals every couple of years, but uncertainty really begins when DoD will need extra money to modernize the nuclear triad in the 2020s. McCord says he doesn't think it's something that can be solved in this administration, but says the first step is making sure people understand the problem. From Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with your colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/FederalDrive and click Share with Friends.